Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, the 19 juz was recited in the Taraweeh Salam. In the first page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions of an incident of a person by the name of Uqba bin Abi Mu'it. He mentions, وَيَوْمَ يَعُدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدِهِ يَقُولُ يَا لِيْتَنِي اتَّخَصْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. That on that day he will be biting his fingernails or his fingers, and he will say that, oh alas, if only I had taken away with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya waylata laytani, woe unto me, if only I have not taken this friend as this person as my friend. The background of this verse is, this person, Uqba bin Abi Mu'it, was in a habit of always inviting people for meals. And on one occasion, he invited Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to partake of his meals. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declined and told him that if you have to bring iman and enter into the fold of Islam, then I will gladly accept your invitation. So it was Uqba bin Abi Mu'it, he recited the kalima, and thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam partook of his meals. When the wretched person Ubay bin Khalaf came to know about this, then he started taunting him and told him that how can you desert your forefathers, the religion of your forefathers, how is it that you left your deen? So Uqba bin Abi Mu'it mentioned that I've only done this to please Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that he could partake of my meals. So he was not happy with this, and he told him that I will not be satisfied until unless that you go in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you spit on his mubarak face, and then only I will be happy. So this person, unfortunately, Uqba bin Abi Mu'it, he, because of under pressure from Uwe bin Khalaf, he goes in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he spits on his face and he rejects Iman, Islam, etc. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that you and Ubay bin Khalaf, you will meet your end on my hands on the day of Badr. And this was really what happened, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him, both of them, to be destroyed and dying on the day of on the battle of Badr. So this is why on a day of Qiyamah they will be biting the fingernails out of regret. And Uqba bin Abi Mu'it will tell that if only I did not take this person, this Ubay bin Khalaf, as my friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلْنِي عَنِي ذِكْرِ بَعْدِ جَاءَنِي. He had caused me to deviate after that the remembrance, or after the reminder had come to me. In other words, that Islam came to me. What وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ الْإِنسَانِ خَضُولًا. But unfortunately, Shaitan is the one who always deserts man when he's in need. That is why it is mentioned, it is very important that who we befriend. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا. That do not befriend and associate with anyone except a believer. This is something which is natural, that whoever you befriend with, the qualities will have effect on you. If you befriend the kuffar, the mushrikeen, etc., then they'll have effect on you, and Allah forbid, they will draw you towards kufr and shirk. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned another hadith, al-mar'u ala deen khaleelihi, that a person is upon the way of his friend, or the way of the deen of Allah. فَلْيَنْدُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. So each one of you should see who you befriends. So this taking of friends is something very, very important, that this can have influence on a person's life, and it can motivate either a person towards good or towards evil. The next very verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّا قُمْ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. That the Rasul said, Oh, and complaining, Oh Allah, that this people of mine, the nation, this followers of mine, have taken this Quran deserted the Quran, have ignored the Quran Kareem. Here the ulama give two meanings. One is those people, obviously the kuffar, who mock the Quran and find fault with the Quran, make noise when the Quran is being recited. And the other are those believers. For example, those Muslims who are leaders, who have some position in society or in government. How unfortunate in Muslim countries that they transgress the laws of the Quran al-Kareem, and they give preference to the kuffar laws in the legislation, and they don't even look, turn, make a second glance at the Quran al-Kareem, and even one step further, that even good people, they say, na'uzubillah, that we do not believe in the Quran al-Kareem in certain rules, certain injunctions and certain things are barbaric, na'uzu billah, then that is with regards to those people who are very weak iman. Then also those people who are the believers, the ulama explain that this Quran, it is hujjatul laka wa alik. It is either a proof for you or against you. So what it means that it will be a proof against you, those people who neglected the Quran al-Kareem, those who did not fulfill the rights of the Quran al-Kareem, did not recite it, or they recited it but they never made amal upon it, and they had forsaken the Quran in these aspects, that they do not make amal on the Quran al-Kareem, they do not make the Quran as their guide. So these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that these people have forsaken the Quran al-Kareem and ignored it. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions His Qudrat, where He mentions that وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنِ يَدِي رَحْمَتِي. Allah is the one who grants, sends the wind as a form of glad tidings and a conveyor of glad tidings ahead of His mercy. When a person now sees the clouds drawing, now this is indication, now rain is going to come. Rain gives life, rain brings happiness to farmers, etc. وَأَنْزَلَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. What is the benefit? Allah says, we send this water from the heavens and it is pure. There is no filtration system, etc., that a person sees from the clouds or from the heaven that is coming. But it is pure water coming directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How the system of the rain, how it comes, how it forms, etc., this also is a miracle and the qudra and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one benefit. The second, and Allah mentions in the 27th para, that أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. That is, are you the one who is the cause and sabab of you bringing the water down from the heavens, or are we? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what is this water for? لِنُحْيَ بِبَلَّةً مَيْتَ. That those earth have become dead. In other words, they have been totally devoid of any grass or crops. We revive that those grounds with water. It brings life to that ground. Another benefit is we drink, we make people drink from that, and we can quench the thirst of those people. Mimma khalaqna an'ama wa anasiha kathira. That of our creation, whether it is the animals or whether it is insan. So much a benefit is water. Water is something, a source of life. And without water, a person sometimes, he understands when he cannot get any water, access to water, then he realizes the ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, further on, Allah mentions, وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ. Allah mentioned that Allah is the one who has caused the both oceans to merge. That one ocean is very, the water is sweet and is quenching and very delicious. وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ. And the other is very, very bitter and it is very salty. But look at the qudra of Allah. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخًا وَحِجَرًا مَحْجُورًا. Allah mentions that He puts a barrier between the two and prohibiting one to cross the other. In other words, each water maintains its own properties and characteristics. Just like in Cape Town we find the sea point, the Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean that are meeting together. But we see they are don't merge into one another. This is the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is that being who puts a barrier between the two? And likewise there are many, many places, Mufti Ashiq Ilahi mentioned, throughout the world you will find, not only in Cape Town, but throughout the world you will find certain rivers not mixing other rivers, oceans, other oceans. This is only the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions before the ending of Surah Al-Furqan the aspects and the characteristics and the qualities of the believers. Where Allah mentioned wa ibad al-Rahman. Yeah, Allah mentioned 13 characteristics. We will mention a few which are also, because it is not possible to go and translate each one. So yeah, Allah mentioned the first one, wa ibad al-Rahman. Yeah, the first lesson that we learn is that we should inculcate in us abdiyat. Abdiyat means to become a true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah mentions so many verses, the kalima we recite, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. In the Quran verse, Allah means subhana alladhi asra bi abdihi. That when kuntum fi raib mimma nazzalna ala abdina. So many places this shows the servitude and the bandagi and the servitude of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, those people who have adiyat in them, they are the slaves of Rahman. And the first one is alladhina yamshuna ala al-ardi hawna. that when you walk on the earth, they walk with humility. This was discussed also in the 15th para, that when they walk, they very, very humble. They not walk with arrogance or boastfulness. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And if they have to address any people who are ignorant, those people who all the time maybe want to squeal and fight and debate, then they don't waste time and are wasting the time in debates, futile arguments, etc. What do they say? قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That peace be upon you. That I make salam, you also greet me, make salam. This also is the way of avoiding all disputes and arguments by making salam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue mentioning certain qualities of the believers. That وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. Allah mentions that those people whom Allah has given wealth, that they spend of their wealth, then on one side they are not extravagant, they are not waste, and neither they are miserly. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. Allah mentions that they exercise moderation between the two extremes. So neither they are very, very extravagant and involved in wastage, neither are they so very miserly, but there is moderation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned hadeen, ma'ala man iqtasada, that person who adopts moderation in spending, he adopts the middle part. خَيْرُ الْأُمُورِ أَوْسَطُهَا. That middle part a person adopts, then such a person, ma'ala, he will never become a destitute. Also amongst the qualities of the Ibad al-Rahman, that they do not kill any soul has been forbidden for them except through justice. For example, yeah, qisas has been taken where blood money has to be paid, etc. Wala yaznoon, neither do they commit zina or fornicate. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one hadith that it is better that a steel nail be knocked and hammered into a person's skull than rather touching a strange woman. So these are very, very important junctions. Similarly, towards the down, the same very verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. That those people who do not participate in gatherings of falsehood. In other words, such gatherings where the sins of Allah, where sins are perpetrated. Or they attend, they do not attend, example, ceremonies, festivals, or they do not visit clubs, the cinemas, the raves, music concerts, etc. All these are included in this verse. Also included, ulama explain, attending weddings, for example, where a person knows there will be intermingling of sexes, where there will be photography, videoing, etc. So a person should not go over them. Another meaning of zur is that a person should not give false testimony. And this is a very grave sin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave grave warnings to those people who give false testimony and speak lies. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said that such a person, if he is guilty of this, then he should be flogged, he should be whipped 40 times, and such a person, he should be in prison as well. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, continuing, that these believers, وَإِذَا مَرُّ بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّ كِرَامًا, that when they pass by any futility, anything which is lahu wa laib, anything which has no benefit, then they pass with it very, very honorably, and without giving it a second glance, they just pass over there. So these are the qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of imbibing in us these beautiful qualities. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with the people of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah mentions that when at the time when the Bani Israel were being pursued by Fir'aun, and he said, قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. That, O Musa alayhi salam, that indeed we are looking, it looks like we are going to be overtaken by the people of Fir'aun and his army. Now imagine at that time, when now they are pursuing, now they come to the sea, it's only the sea before them. Now look at the yaqeen of Musa alayhi salam, he said, Kalla, impossible, inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen, but Allah is with me, and so he will guide us. And then we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to strike the sea, and in this way he had crossed the sea very safely, and that very same sea which was a means of salvation of Musa alayhi salam and his followers became a means of destruction for Fir'aun and his army. And also on this point also, that Musa alayhi salam mentioned, Inna ma'iya, that Allah is with me. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the cave of Ghar al-Thawr, Over there he was with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. What did he say? Inna Allah ma'ana, Allah is with us. And he shows the significance of being an ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there those are the Rasul, Allah's help is with them. So what to say about those people who bring sunnahs in their life? Allah's help will come upon such people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, how he made his father understand that all these idols that you are worshipping, they are enemies unto me. And he mentioned, إِنَّمْ عَدُوُّ لِلَّهِ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that they are enemies except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alladhi khalaqani fa wa yahdeen. He has created me, He has guided me. He grants me, He gives me food to eat, water to drink. And when I am sick, fa wa yashfeen. He grants me shifa and He grants me cure. And وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ, and when I will pass away, He will cause me to be resurrected again. Once alive, He will give me life again. And that being whom I have hope that He will forgive my faults on the day of Qiyamah. Also, Ibrahim a.s. makes all these du'as, etc. One of the du'as he makes, وَجَعَلْنِي لِسَانَ سِقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, oh Allah, make my name favorable amongst those people of the latter people. And we see, alhamdulillah, how we remember Ibrahim a.s. towards the end of our salah, we say, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم, اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم. There are so many characteristics of Ibrahim a.s. For example, which have been retained in our Sharia, circumcision, the removing of the mustache, the growing of the beard, all this also of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who grew the beard, who had a one-fist length, this is something which is wajib. Similarly, many other injunctions, for example, removing pubic hair, these all were characteristics of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter, Ibrahim alayhi salam tells that on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, that on the day of Qiyamah, neither wealth and neither children will be of benefit to anyone except that person who comes with a safe and sound heart. Ya Allama Alusi rahmatullahi gives tafsir of this, what is a sound heart, what is a safe heart. He gives five tafsir. He says, أَلَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ, that person who makes tarbiyat, who works on his children, he guides them and makes the tarbiyat so that they can remain steadfast on the haq. So this is something very important, that a person should teach his children morals, give them good akhlaq, teach them good morals, akhlaq, etc. And teach them with regards to deen. The second one is الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْبِرِّ, that person who spends his wealth in good causes, whether it is masajid, whether it is going out in the path of Allah, spending on students, etc. The third one is الَّذِي يَكُونُ قَلْبُ خَارِيًا أَنِ الْأَقَائِدِ الْبَاطِلَةِ, that person whose heart is free from aqaid al-batila. In other words, deviated beliefs, like the Shia, the Qadianis, etc. And like we, Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, there will be 73 groups and 72 will be in hellfire. Allah save us from all those groups. And only one will be going into that, and one will be granted salvation. And Allah make us amongst those people, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. And this is very, very important. That is why these programs are taking place. The aqaid, muamalat, muasharat. Allah give us the tawfiq of taking it to heart. So this, that our heart be free from such deviated sects and beliefs. The fourth one is الَّذِي يَقُونُ قَلْبُ خَالِيًا أَنِ الشَّهَوَاتِ تُؤَدِّ إِلَى النَّارِ, that a person should not have such desires. It is natural, a person has desires. Person has what is meant here, غير شرعي, those which go against the Sharia. For example, a person who involves in gunas and he just follows his whims and his desires and becomes a slave of desires or involved in haram, etc. This will lead a person towards hellfire. So a person should stay away from this shahwat. And the last one, the Allama Alusi says, الَّذِي يَكُونُ قَلْبُ خَارِيًا أَمَّا سِوَى اللَّهِ, yeah, that a person's heart should be devoid of everything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, that the heavens and the earth cannot contain the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But subhanallah, this small fish of flesh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created so that He can come into this heart. And har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. That all my desires now have left my heart. Oh Allah, now there is place for You, ab to aaja. You come in that heart, oh Allah. You occupy that heart. Allah give us the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of what these Alama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned with regards to the qalb salim. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qissa of Hazrat Dawood and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, which is a very interesting qissa. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, we have granted Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam very knowledge. And thereafter Allah mentions that, what is that Sulaiman and Dawood? That in Sulaiman alayhi salam became an inheritor of from Dawood alayhi salam. Yeah, it does not mean inheritance of wealth, but yeah, it means knowledge, nabuwat, etc. Al-ulama wa rasul anbiya, like the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam inherited from other anbiya, the ulama also are inheritors of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he said, وَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, the people have been granted the knowledge, the language of the birds, and وَأُوتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, have granted of everything. إِنَّ هَذَا لَوَ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينَ, this is a clear grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that Sulaiman alayhi salam could communicate to the birds, the ants, the animals, etc., and the jinnat. All this was subjugated to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. وَهُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ, that all the armies, the jinnat of men and of jinnat, the birds, etc., have to be restrained. In other words, there are so many ranks, so many of them in his army, that they could not break the ranks. Hatta iza, Allah mentions the incident, one occasion Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was traveling, and he saw an ant that was saying, addressing the other ants, Ya ayyuhan nablu dukhulu masakinakum, O ants, enter into your dwellings, lest Sulaiman alayhi salam and his army trample upon you, and you do not perceive this. So Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he saw this, he smiled and then he laughed and he said, O Allah, all praise be to you who have granted me this opportunity of making shukr for your ni'mat and bounties, and I be grateful to my parents and I do good deeds, tardahu, that you are happy with, and wadkhilni bi rahmatika bi barik as-salihin, and O Allah, through your mercy, you enter me amongst the pious servants. So ya Sulaiman alayhi salam, it is mentioned one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a certain Nabi who was going out with his people to perform Salatul Istisqa, and he noticed an ant who was whose legs were in the air, and then the Nabi had told the people that let's return, because to this ant who made dua and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain, and Allah has accepted the dua of this ant, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send rain, so there is no need for us to go to Salatul Istisqa. So this Ibrahim, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, had this great miracle of communicating. Thereafter Allah mentions this incident of the Hudhud, where Sulaiman alayhi salam says, what is wrong with me? That Mali, yeah, also the ulama explained that he did some soul searching, he looked into himself, it is because of my something wrong in me, that is why I cannot see the Hudhud. That is why he is mentioned that is a faqadu amalahum, when a person, the ulama, the pious people, is a faqadu amalahum, or the adif or the kharazabar on top, when they see that the objections are not being fulfilled, then tafaqadu amalahum, then they look into and search, to soul searching to the actions, maybe some wrong I'm doing, maybe some mistake I've committed, that is why my objections are not being fulfilled. Yes, Sulaiman alayhi salam, so many, he said, I cannot see the Hudhud. Hudhud is a hoop or that bird, which is a very intelligent animal, or a bird, in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Yeah, why he was concerned? Because like how we have roll call in the madrasa, yeah, Sulaiman Islam was taking roll call amongst the jinnah, the bird, etc., but he did not see this particular bird, either because it's a very, very weak species, or because it's very valuable in the eyes of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. It is mentioned in the tafsir, when Sulaiman alayhi salam and his people, his entourage, used to camp, then they used to camp at certain places looking for water. And this Hudhud, the hoopoe bird, from the sky, he could see right down and find places where water was available. And thereafter, Sulaiman alayhi salam used to order the jinnat to extract the water beneath the earth. So nevertheless, he says, I will threaten this bird, I will kill it, or I will slaughter it if it does not come to me. Thereafter, this bird, after some time, it comes. And then he informs Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam of something, that of a certain woman who was Bilqis. She was the queen of a place called Sheba, or what we call Ma'arib, which is 3 days journey from Sana'a in Yemen. And he said that this bird informed of Sulaiman alayhi salam, she has a mighty throne, and I found these people worshipping the sun. Why is it they not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Sulaiman alayhi salam tells his bird that izhab bi kitabi, that take this kitab of mine, this letter of mine, and throw it into a court, and then return, let's see what happens after that. And what does he say? قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ إِنِّي أُلْقِيَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابٌ كَرِيمٌ. When she receives the letter, she said, "Oh my people, that I have received this very noble letter." Ya Kareem has been mentioned because when she found the letter, it was addressed in a very nice manner and it had the seal. That is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to know the people of the Persia and Romans, when they do not accept letters without the seal, he had a special seal made for that letter. So in our times, the person has a logo, a motto, whatever it may be. Or as the Mufti Shafi Sahib said, in our times, a seal letter can be a person presents it in an envelope, and this is something very respectable when a person will receive it. And how to address a letter? Innahu min Suleiman wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Yeah, we first mention from who it is to the addressing. Like Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to address the people, like min Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ila malikir Rum. Salam ala mani tabal huda. In this way he used to address the people. So first mention your name, then the addressing. And if it is a Muslim, then mention Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And then we can write the contents. So all these things we learn from the Quran al-Kareem. So in this letter, very short and sweet, not a long, lengthy discourse. Sometimes also we learn how in Adab Ma'asharat, that a person gives emails, etc. You should not make it so boring and so long. Now the person becomes tired because that person may have other emails to read, other questions to answer. So very short and sweet. Allah ta'alu alayya wa atunu muslimin. Do not defy and do not go against me and come to me in a manner that will submit towards me. So how short and sweet. Thereafter it is mentioned she consulted with her people. And then what did they say? That we are very, very strong people. We are the people who are very, very mighty. But the affair is in your hands. Whatever you tell us, we will do. On this also, she said, "Innal muluka idha dakhalu qaryatan afsaduha." That it happens that whenever a king enters to a certain place, then he cause destruction to that place. And they make those who were, so to say, who were granted honor, they make them debased and zaleel and disgrace. وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. And this way, what they will do. Shaykh Wasiullah rahmatullahi alayhi, on this point, he said that if the king enters the people, where a person enters towns and does this, what to say if the king of all kings comes to the king of the body, the heart, then all those things which are beloved and honored in our eyes, so to say, those the big shots or those gunas that a person loves, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slowly but surely, inshallah, will make that zaleen, remove that, and will make all the ibadat of Allah, the love of Allah, the ma'rifah, the qurb of Allah, very honored, etc. Continuing with this, thereafter, it is mentioned, Sulaiman alayhi salam, they acknowledge, and this woman gives gifts to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Amongst the gifts were gold bricks and slaves, etc. And when Sulaiman alayhi salam came to know about this by informing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 30 miles long, on either side 4,000 chairs, all his ministers, all the jinnan, etc. sitting and laden with gold. When these people saw that we are taking gold bricks and here 30 miles long only gold and silver, so they dropped it over there. So nevertheless they come and they presented other gifts to Sulaiman alayhi salam. So yeah, what was the maqsad behind this? Bilqis wanted to see whether Sulaiman alayhi salam was a true Nabi of Allah, whether he had ulterior motives, whether he was inclined to this world. If he was inclined towards in taking these gifts, that means he had ulterior motives. But if he declined, then this, it seems that this person is a true a friend of Allah and a true Nabi. And he rejected it, and he told those people, "Bal antum bihadiyatikum tafrahun." It seems as if though y'all are more in need of it. And then he returned it, and then he gave them that if you do not come to me in submitting towards me, then I will wage war against y'all. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned with regards to the throne of Bilqis, how it was brought. أَقَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ إِلْمُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا أَتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ يَرْتَدَ إِلَيْكَ تَرْفُقُ. Where it was Sulaiman alayhi salam and his cousin who had the name of Ismi Azam, and the throne of Bilqis was very, very beautiful. It was studded with rubies, emeralds, sapphires, etc. It was well secured. And when he saw it before him, and he said, قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many homes you will find, example, many, particularly in Pakistan, in India, they are written on the board, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. But the person should read forward, لِيَبْلُوَنِ أَشْكُرُ أَمْ مَكْفُرُ. Whether all this fazilat, all these bounties that you got, whether you are making shukr or you are making nashukri, this all these things that you are writing, very good in his place, but a person should say whether he is making shukr or not.
Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that when the throne was brought and when Bilqis came and she saw that the pond of water and down was a pond of water and on top was a glass which was invisible. And when she stood on that thing, she lifted her dress and exposed her calves. And Yadu Mufassirin mentions Sulaiman alayhi salam immediately turned his face away. Here also we see the haya of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. And then he told her that this is a palace made of glass, min qawarir. And then she said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَا سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, I have wronged myself and I have become submissive to Sulaiman alayhi salam, to Allah, who is Rabb of the Alameen. In other words, she accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. So what a beautiful kissa, so many lessons to be learned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of learning, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أنس بن